Oh, true, yes. All particles are extremely minute. There are flashes, momentary flashes. Minute particles rushing along, yes. Oh, look, there's a shining one, yes. There's a shining one. The others are not coloured or alight, present. But every now and again, here and there, there's a shining one. Yes. The movement is swift beyond measurement by me. Rushing, rushing, rushing. Minute, myriads of minute particles were rushing, moving about, flowing along the rod. Yes. Oh, there is some kind of a pattern forming. Yes. Some of the particles seem to go up nearer towards the edge of the inside of the rod, and others go straight along it. Yes, that's right, making an undulate. Some of them are moving in an undulating path and even crossing, and others, extremely minute, are flashing across. Many of them are moving in a curved path. Many of them. Now, I take it the thing is for me to try and get hold of one particle and describe of a particular kind.
Yes.
Oh, they're so minute. Yes, I'm obliged to say there are some spirals. Yes, amidst and enveloped in a way all the others, but curiously individual. Now my job is to hold one still. Undulating pathway, kundalini-like pattern, is there very distinctly. Some cross over, a central shoot goes straight along, and others go, yes, over and about. Yes, I confirm. I am now in consciousness as far as I can inside the rod. Yes. Everything is moving. Each object is moving so fast, I have to use my causal consciousness in order to transcend that movement. And watch. Oh, look there. Yes, confirm. Mean, immeasurably small particles are moving in a spiral pathway. There is no question now that that is so. When I come out, I can tell you and draw it for you. It's how it's placed from left to right. I think last time you asked me how many spirals, is that right?
Yes.
Now you see, that was the wrong thing to do. Run. And get in again. I'm inside, like looking at the sky, and all these myriads of minutest objects are rushing past. Some of them are making patterns. Oh, there's the spiral. There's the spiral. In addition to the, not unlike the Kundalini path of a central column and then some others crossing over it, in addition there is this peculiar kind of particle. Oh, it's going along. Now let's have a rest. Yes. Oh, I'm examining again, or beginning to try to examine again. Before I get into the interior of the rod, I also see discharges from the outside in many directions of bright little particles. Extremely measurably minute, but I want inside. I do confirm that somewhat Kundalini-like pattern in the way that some, not all, of the particles are flowing. Four, I think it is. Four, okay. One. Ooh, look at it. One, two, three. Oh, it's very hard because the speed is so great and they blend a bit. One, two, three, four. Not more than five. No. Ooh, look how alive it is. Right, aim to change the subject a moment, and suddenly presented to me is minute little explosions seem to be occurring in there too. Little, tiny little, minutest of subminute objects, shining, mostly yellow. Well, some of them will, they're kind of discharged, perhaps not an explosion, a discharge. Comes shooting out of the rod. Yes, so there's a tremendous, that's another activity altogether. And tiny particles which, as if it were a universal explosion, and shooting from them are these very fine particles. Now then. Yes, I have to confirm, I can't help it. I have to confirm, spirally moving. Three, some look, the maximum twist seemed to be five. Some, it's all moving so intensely rapidly, I have to try and follow it causally to overcome movement at all, and some appear, therefore, I can't guarantee it, three, four, and five, three, there's four, I can get one to stop. At the end of four spirals, it merges with the straight flash through. Oh, look, there's another one coming. Oh, yes, they're there. They're part of the machinery in there. In amongst all the minute spots that are flashing, there they are. Yes, it is a 3 to 4 times spiral object, or whatever you can call it, is inside that rod. Yes, that's all I can do, I think. That's what you wanted, is it? Or?
I think so.
Yes.
I want...
Now you can ask me anything.
Is that the number of times it goes round like that, four times, or the number of strands at any one place?
He wants to know, is that the number of times it goes round, or is that the four strands, as it were, in place?
Number of times it goes round.
Oh, I see. It goes round four times like that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What we're after.
Well, may I say something?
Yes.
It looks to me to be more lateral.
Okay.
Usually, yes.
Oh, I see.
More lateral along the rod.
Mm.
So it's horizontal, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
It's horizontal flow and a horizontal, oh, there they are. Horizontal, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now anything more, I can recall them.
Yes, I wanted to know how many...
Of those...
If you cut it across like that and look at the end, how many... strands would it be? How many
spirals?
How many spirals are there at once?
I said 3 to 4. That is to say, there are a number of these going along inside that rod, as far as I see. I see it go by. It's all so fast I can hardly see And if I see and get one, which is very difficult because of the speed, and you say, about four, my answer to your question is, that what you want to know? Three or four or five? Or?
Well, I just want to know what you think it is.
Don't tell me.
No.
Yes, this is a critical question, is it?
It is, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Do you feel that you're looking at an Anu or a small particle? But do you feel that what you're looking at is an Anu?
I see.
Or something as small?
Oh, no, it's larger than an Anu.
Well, that's all right. That's worth knowing.
Oh, yes. It's larger than an Anu.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. I could look at it closely and find out of what it's composed.
But do you think that spiral emerges and flows around? Does it all rush along one way and come back?
Oh, no, no.
I see.
Oh, I see. Now, I'm not getting this very well, Sandra. Now, here we are. Supposing I'm looking in, and there's the rod.
Hmm.
And I'm inside, and this rushing and phenomena, indescribably numerous going on in there, including the little explosions and minute shining little flashes down. Now every now and again there is one of these fellows.
Hmm.
He goes like, he's like that.
Mm-hmm.
I describe him as a spiral.
Yes.
There he is, he goes by me. He's gone. See? No, he doesn't, he's not static.
He's not round the rod.
And he's not static.
No.
No.
Very tiny.
By the by, I mean to say it's not a motionless object. Not a motionless object. No. Wait a minute. Now I'm all right, I'll have another go. I haven't quite grasped, but I'll try. Now, put your question, will you? Now, I've gone as far as I have, as complete and as fully as I can. Now, what have I left out that you want to know?
The number of strands involved in the spiral.
Ah, yes, now that's important. And I've said 4 to 5. Now, I'll check that. Oh. No. It's terrific in there, you've no idea. There it is. Oh, I think some of the current goes spirally. Oh, it's the limitation of my vision which makes it think it's separate ones. Oh, look there. Oh, there's one there. There's a current going right along, spirally. Oh, there's a little separate one. Yes. I can't tell you any more, my dear fellow. It's about the limit of my capacity. I've gone as far as I can.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Good. That seemed very good.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's the end of that, son. Right there you are.
Now what happens?
Well, we get on to the book.
Relax a bit.
Relax a little bit?
Yeah, is there some more to look?
I don't think so. Without asking you to look, did you any time get the impression of a regular array of big particles? Like looking down a corridor with big balls along on the corners, or big shining spheres perhaps.
Explain that, Sandra.
Did you, when you looked down, did you get a kind of an array?
Remember, I'm looking across, not down.
Mm.
Not looking down the rod. I'm only looking at a section of it across. As the phenomena pass by me.
Yes, but that rod's full of little crystals.
The rod is full of little crystals.
Yes, oh, I see.
Full of little crystals in all sorts of directions.
Yes.
And there'll be a number of them which, if you could perhaps look at them, you would be aware of all the atoms in a regular row.
Oh,
That's what I'm wondering. Did you ever get an impression like that?
Oh, I see. I didn't, haven't up to now.
Well, no, I see.
Wait a minute.
Maybe you have to use less magnification.
Yes. More or less?
Or perhaps less.
Question whether I might have to leave it to the next
time. Oh, that's right.
Just be careful I don't hurt my head.
Yes,
I'll tell you in a minute. What you said was crystals, because I don't see those. All I see is the much smaller, my tiny, minute little sparkling, minutest, subminute objects pouring along. Some of them in a spiral, some of them aren't. Now we want more general phenomena within the ring, within the rod. Just a moment. By the color blue is rather, won't have anything to do scientifically, but color blue is apparent. I see. When I go from the etheric to the, or evidently slight touch of the astral, there's the whole phenomena seems to be blue in color. Careful, I might mislead. I better leave it there, I think, and bring this matter up of Arnus or something, whatever it is, you don't tell me, to try if I can find single objects or anything what you've just said. All right, now that's as far as I can go today. Yes. It's alive, you know. It's extraordinarily alive. And minute rushing objects. But I nearly, the word comes into my head, it's the wrong word. Pandemonium in there. It isn't really, I suppose, it's very ordered. And oh, when I get in there, the rushing of minutest part of this terrific. All right, now that's all I can do today. Yes. Now remember where I've gotten, and I'll follow from there if necessary. Frame, guide me a little without telling me.
This image I have in mind is that you might see big fish with smaller fish rushing past them.
Big what?
Big fish with smaller fish running past
them. Oh, I see.
There might be some
different sizes.
There might be big fish which are almost still, just moving slowly.
Oh yes.
With little ones rushing through.
All right.
Them.
Well, I'll watch next time. I didn't see that phenomenon.
Oh, that's written.
Didn't see it. Different sizes, yes.
Yes.
Oh, definitely different sizes.
Yes.
And the little spirals, yes. I remember seeing those with David. She said it's quite wrong, there isn't such a thing. Now prove that there is. It's the most extraordinary phenomenon. And the next time I know what to do. You see, this morning I was concentrating on the spiral.
Yes.
Now then, whatever he asks, look at your magnolia.
It's glorious. I've been looking at it.
Now, before we go on, I want to ask Mary something. It's probably out of his field. Bring the magnolia, Sandra, will you?
Mary,
bring the whole thing, glass and all. Now, what I want to ask you is, of course, the mystery. Excuse me. I know the whole thing's a marvellous mystery beyond our comprehension.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Now, down here, down there, in there, and I suppose deeper in the root, there is the guiding source, or what we would call the seed or bulb, from which this marvellous thing arises according to the plan of nature. How? What is that? Mm-hmm. If you could ever bring me a source, a bulb, but a source of some kind, so that I could, I must find this. This is part of my own development, or rather interest now. Mm. I must know how nature produces its myriad of different objects from seeds, bulbs, roots.
Mm.
Now, all different, all according to their scheme. Magnolias, magnolias. Nothing else. Daffodils, nothing else. Only daffodils from those bulbs.
Mm.
Narcissus bulbs, no, not any daffodils.
Mm.
Now, I want to get at that.
Quite.
Now, if there's any occur, it's not I know physics, but if ever there's one of my own particular solutions I want to get.
A good way would be look at a growing seed, because that has the shoot of that has little growing tip from which everything grows, everything comes back from the growing tip.
Yeah, that might be a very good. Later on, when we get that far. Yes. Right, thank you.
It's so beautiful, isn't it? It's a glory, that.
Isn't it a glory?
That comes from the big tree.
Mm. Now, could you just rub my head a bit?
Yes.
Now, the forehead, Sandra.
Be very careful.
His forehead only. Yeah. Just there. In the middle. There. Careful.
Mm.
Circular. That's it. Oh, perfect. A little less hard. That's it. That's right. Oh, that's a relief. Oh, thank you. Right. Thank you. You know, Mary, I have to only say what I see.
Yeah.
I can only say there's nothing stationary in there. Everything, minutest, myriads of minutest particles rushing.
Are there any which just jiggle around like that on the same place?
Yes, in the yes, inside, up and down, and some are flashing out beyond the rod, and then some going along. So. No, but not one of them. I can't honestly say to you, even if I'm wrong, I must say there's nothing motionless.
No, that's good, and that's what we would expect from our knowledge too.
There's nothing that, no.
But by motionless, I mean ones which are just kind of jiggling.
Or remaining, oh yes,
you
mean motionless in themselves, but remaining in one place?
Moving about the same average position, about one fixed
place. Yes, yes. Moving in themselves, like that, for instance, or there.
More than spinning.
Or spinning, yes.
Particles which which jostle around like that.
Yes. Yes.
But they don't go.
Oh, no, I see.